This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, to the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk. This is a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week and every week by audible.com and Amazon. So if you go to the website, surrealtalkpodcast.com, and click the Amazon banner, and anything that you purchase during your shopping session will directly support this show. You do the Audible one.
Okay, so Audible. I thought we were doing these at the end of the show.
Right, but it messes me up every time. Well, that's fine with me, but you got to let a motherfucker know that.
Okay. Anyway, audibletrial.com. If you're into audiobooks, you like reading books, why not do it in audio form? I am so good at these.
A book on tape.
That's right. So go to audibletrial.com/surreal, and you get a 30-day free trial to Audible. I don't know what that entails, honestly. I haven't did it. I did do it about 2 months ago, but it's been so long. And you get a free audiobook download. So if you're into anything like, I don't know, Stephen King, people like that guy?
He's
popular.
Langoliers.
Oh, yeah, it was a good one.
It's coming back.
I saw that. Have you seen
that's kind of crazy with all the clown shit going on. Have you heard about all that?
I have, dude. People just like standing in the forest.
Right. I'm like, okay, look, I just bought a brand new machete. I'm just saying, clowns, forest, you ain't gonna have a good time with me.
Anyway, what are we talking this week?
Well, we're talking secret societies this week, but we were talking about last week's episode was a lot of fun. We did a great episode last week on 9/11. If you guys didn't get a chance to check that out, please do. There's a lot of good information on it. We probably didn't get everything. We probably didn't cover everything, but man,
it's impossible to have.
But like we were just saying, I had a lot of people come up to me after that show and go, you know, wow. I mean,
especially the stuff about the Pentagon and
the Pentagon and WCC7, no one knew about. Yeah. So I had a lot of people come up to me going, you know, I never knew anything about that. You hooked me. So
yeah, look deeper, folks. Look deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we're trying to say.
That's what it's about, man. There's always more out there than what you think that you know.
Yeah. So this week we're talking secret societies. We're trying to find our topic after last week's 9/11 show. There he goes. Put just one eye through there. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, last week we're trying to figure out our topic after 9/11, and we're like, well, it's about time we revisit one of our old topics.
Yeah, the first show that we ever did, back when we started, I think we were 13 and 14.
Yeah, we took over Nick of Time.
Oh, wait,
Nick.
No, we weren't 13 and 14. Yeah, this was only a few months ago.
it was back in early April. We've been at this for almost 6 months now. So, happy anniversary.
I'm not ashamed to say it. I think when we first started, we lacked a lot.
Dude, we were dog shit.
Yeah, we were terrible.
We're still terrible.
And we took on one of the biggest conspiracies as our first show, Illuminati, and it was...
Especially you. You had the gumption, the love of it, but we just had no clue what we were doing.
No, it was our first show. And we felt like since we've been doing so much better that we... That subject deserves a revisit, and
we needed to fold it into the way we do our shows now. More like, so we're bringing at you secret societies this time. We're going to roll Illuminati.
It's a revisit of our original Illuminati episode with a little bit extra for you guys. So we wanted to want to give you more.
Oh God, here he goes again.
Yeah, we wanted to give you more. So
he's getting all benevolent on you. Here you go.
We're doing the entire secret societies list today.
Let's go over what a secret society is. I think most people know. You know, we've given out examples of Illuminati. There's other ones like Freemasons.
Oh yeah. Well, a secret society is like a club or an organization that they do like different activities. Basically,
always behind closed doors.
Yeah, yeah. It's very secretive.
Well, that's what they call it, a
secret society. secret to the public, secret to other members, whatever. Just. There's a lot of rules and limitations on what you're allowed to do or say.
Like a regular fraternity, except they don't let people know what goes on. It's like you can't. It's not public.
Yeah, well, if you, ain't a member, no bud, you don't get to, you know, you're not privy to the information. You
I
know
guess
what
regular
saying?
Fraternities are that way, too. I've never been in one.
I'm not a frat boy either. I have no idea what goes on in fraternities.
Huh. I got to figure it
somewhere. Didn't go to college.
I've seen Animal House several times. Remember?
Animal House is a great movie.
Remember what the other, like, they're not the Delta House, but the other house they were fighting against? Like, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of the silly end of it.
Yeah. Well, but that's kind of what a lot of people are exposed to when they think of something, you know, about secret societies, because there's like initiation rituals that you have to complete.
They take themselves way seriously.
Yeah. They're kind of a joke, but they do take themselves way seriously. So which one do you want to talk about first? I mean, because there's, you know, a bunch of different ones we've got.
Let's slow down. We'll get to all the, let's get to them. We'll get to them, I mean, but another thing I want to talk about is they're also known as fraternal benefit societies, which I think
they, I had, know to who started,
they had to be the ones who started that saying, because that really like is disarming. You know what I mean? It's like a PR campaign. We gotta pull people away from secret societies.
Yeah, we don't want to be called a cult anymore or anything like that. So we're going to go fraternal what?
Fraternal benefit societies.
Yeah,
ooh, like, that's good.
Yeah. Damn, that guy had it hit on right on the head. Who they benefit? Who's benefiting?
Well, only the members.
Only the members, right?
Yeah.
But so this kind of steers away from like intelligence agencies though. So too. So any
no KGB, no CIA,
Nothing like that. No guerrilla insurgencies. Even though that they do hide their, you know, their activities.
Well, some
and
guerrilla insurgencies. I wanted to toss.
They
like,
still maintain a public presence is the thing. So a secret society is secret in a sense, but it's not so secret as that they still maintain, with I would say with the exception of the Illuminati, they still maintain a public presence. All the ones that we're going to talk about are documented. They actually have member lists. You know what I'm saying? So with the exception of the Illuminati, which is really like the deep one,
right?
The rest of these are really they maintain a public view. You know, they have a public presence. They're known, secretive but known still. So
right. So all of them have their own initiation rites, but it's hard to really tackle down any specific ones. I was looking for Skull and Bones stuff, and I think all the stuff that's out about Skull and Bones is made up.
No, I don't think it's made up. I don't think it's made up, man.
Do you think we should talk about that right now or talk
about it? Let's hit the Skull and Bones. Let's start with that.
Okay. What do you got on Skull?
I got the Skull and Bones is pretty interesting, actually. It was found in 1832 by five Yale students. Now, so this is like a Yale-only gig. So you have to go to Yale.
Well known.
Yeah. So one of the founders was Alfonso Taft.
Father of William
Father
Howard
of
Taft.
The 27th president, William Taft. He was the first, what do they call him? Bonesman. He was the first bonesman to actually become president.
That.
Yeah, that's what they call each other, bonesmen.
Why don't they call each other boners?
Boners. I was thinking the same thing. I know. I was like, I knew we were going to get to the boner joke. I fucking knew it was going to be literally 5 minutes before we got to the boner joke. God damn it. So, you know, the son of one of the founders is William Taft. So, you know, he's a president. And here we got another member, Prescott Bush. And I don't know if you
that's
know,
a guys, brother, right? Of
No. That's granddaddy for HW. That's George Sr.'s dad, Prescott Bush. You know, he actually
HW's
tried.
Dad.
It's HW's dad. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. He tried to do a military coup against.
Coup. You keep saying coup. Like the last.
I know, but I like saying coup. I really feel like a chicken coup. That's where you're trying to put all the people into because it's like a coup. I associate it different than you do. Okay.
It's a French word.
Right.
It's short for coup d'etat.
But so Prescott Bush, that's senior's daddy. He was a Connecticut senator. So allegedly, when he was in the Skull and Bones in Yale, he stole Geronimo's skull. You know, the big Native American hero Geronimo.
I heard of him.
And legend goes that it's still at the Skull and Bones headquarters, known as the Tomb, in New Haven, Connecticut. So they have a headquarters for their.
Why don't they bash that place in if they're harboring like Native Americans' remains in there, like stolen?
Don't say the word harboring when anything that's involved with George H.W. because harbor and terrorists and weapons of mass destruction. I don't want to hear that word harboring. We're talking about.
Gotcha.
Okay, so well then let's go right to it. George Herbert Walker Bush. He was a class of 48, director of CIA. Second boner to become a president.
Class of 48. He barely missed WW2, huh?
What do you mean by that? By like being enlisted in it or something?
Right.
Yeah, he graduated class of 48.
So, and the war ended in 45, so.
Okay, I didn't know that he was director of the CIA. I don't know how I let that slip by me. No,
how did you not know that?
That's what I said. I honestly did. I was looking at that when I was doing research. I'm like, wow, really? John Kerry, class of 66. Everyone knows John Kerry.
Yeah, you got to tell that story here in a few minutes. Yeah, you told me about like whenever they were asked about Skull and Bones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so well, then let me get to John Kerry's a Massachusetts senator, presidential candidate in 2004. George W. Bush, everybody knows you know, little bushy.
Hey, come on. Stop talking about my secret society. It's doing nobody any good.
Yeah, a little bushy. So George W. Bush and John Kerry were actually really close to being in the same years in the Skull and Bone Society. Did you know they only... Okay, so a little bit more information there. They only pick 15 members from the entire Yale University a year to be involved in the Skull and Bones.
So how much money it takes to get past that?
The thing is that nobody knows their constituents, their constraints, I should say. So why they're picked is the thing. So it's, you know, family, money, power, influence. The thing is, I've heard that you have to be smart, and Wait a minute. So that was the thing. George W. They were under the impression they were never going to tap him. And that's what they call people that they
come up
behind you and they tap you on the shoulder, and that lets you know that you're invited to the initiation ritual. But
like what,
the
you're
general
in the cafeteria eating your fucking green beans and somebody comes up and taps you.
I've never been to Yale. I wouldn't know how that works.
They have a cafeteria?
I assume they would probably have a cafeteria.
People got to eat, man.
But what Everett was talking about earlier was an interview I watched on YouTube, and it was this. It was a guy, and I'm sure if you're into the secret societies, you've seen this interview. And he asks George Bush. He says, so what about the Skull and Bones, you know, society you guys were in college? I mean, you know, that's kind of secretive. And he's like, yeah. He's like, so can you tell me any more about it? And George Bush goes, no, because it's a secret.
Yeah, I saw an interview. He was like, is that thing even still around? I mean, it's so secretive, I don't even know if it still exists.
Yeah, right.
And quit being cheeky, you bastard.
And then they asked John Kerry the same question. He's like, weren't you and George Bush both in the Skull and Bones and that secret society? What do you have to say about that? He's like, well, not a whole lot, because it's a secret.
So that's kind of their thing.
Yeah, and that's funny, because the presidential race of 2004, both mainstream candidates, John Kerry and George W. Bush, were both alumni of the Skull and Bones Society. So one could say that the Skull and Bones had the pick either way in 2004, or however they wanted things to go. They had their alumni either way.
We don't know what kind of...
Right, I don't know their agendas, and I'm not going to pretend had an agenda, they would have had any... They'd had their pick, because they had both candidates in 2004.
Well, we don't know what kind of power they have over their alumni either.
Right, right, we sure don't. You know, we don't know what kind of influence school, that they have over the alumni because of the things they've done for them in the past.
Right, we don't know. I mean, I'm sure they, you know, hey, give us some money for this or that, but could they really, like... Just could they really like push the president to do something?
I don't know. I don't know how much influence they have. These are secret societies, man. It could be very, very crazy.
So another thing about Skull and Bones, I was looking into their initiation rites.
Uh huh.
It's so goofy.
Ooga booga.
Yeah, they yell ooga booga and say something about like butt sex to each other.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
It's I got to figure for a place that has all of, you know, the former or future presidents and heads of state and blah, diddy, blah.
But, you know, that's not that far off from spanking your frat buddies with a paddle just to initiate them. I mean, I'm just saying, this is a secret society, and you were talking about fraternities earlier. Some of the initiation rituals are probably a little fucking weird.
Well, one of them was talking about sticking like a plunger handle up their butt. I'm not kidding. Or at least talking about doing it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to the Skull and Bones. I want nothing to do with them. Is that what's going on here?
I mean, I read
plungers.
Hey, Skull and Bones, if you're listening, email me info at Surreal Talk Podcast.
George W. Bush, I know you love this podcast. We're not critical of you at all.
Come on, I love this show.
Can you please, you know, get with us, email us, info at Surreal Talk.
I love doing that impersonation. I think I'm good at it, and I'm not going to stop.
Interesting fact, another guy that was in the Skull and Bones Society, H.J. Hines II. That's right, the ketchup heir.
What? Heinz 57 was a Skull
He
and
was
Bones.
A Skull and Bones, class of 31, baby.
Here, we love his ketchup on our fries.
Percy Rockefeller, oil man, gun dealer, class of 1900. And if you know us, you know that last name, Rockefeller.
Of course.
This one was something that I thought was interesting. I've never heard of this guy, but when I looked at ranking members in the Skull and Bones, extremely successful members, this guy was Steven Schwarzenman. Class of 69. So that means he's not super old. He's about HW's or in Carrie's age, fair. You know what I mean? But he worked for Blackstone Investments, and he made...
Oh, Blackstone. Is that the same thing from Bourne?
That's Blackwater. No, that's Blackbriar. That's Blackbriar.
Blackbriar. Okay.
Yeah. He made $1 million a day in 2006.
A million dollars a day
in 2006 in Blackstone Investments. $1 million a day. Now, that's what I'm saying. So this is the type of things that... When you're a Skull and Bones member, you like move on to do great shit. Okay, we're talking presidents, senators, congressmen,
I'm going to
governors.
See Yale after we, I'm going to try to get into
right.
Yale today.
This guy I'd never even heard of made $1 million a day in 2006. Okay, so that was in 2006. That was like his, you know, one of his better years.
2006. That's like $8 million a day in 2016 money.
Right. Well,
again, I'm not good at math. But.
No. But So I just thought that was interesting. Like, you know, everyone that you're it's like if you get picked to be in the Skull and Bones, you're destined for great shit. You know what I mean? They know that you're going to do something. I wouldn't say good, but
they see potential. And when they
see potential, there you go. There you go. They see potential in you, and they would use you. Yeah.
Well, we don't know really because we don't know what their intents are. We don't know goddamn thing, honestly.
I know that, and that's like the damning deal about it. That's why it's because it's so secret.
Why are you guys meeting?
Yeah,
that's what I want to ask everyone. Well,
what are you talking about?
So secretive, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
What time's Dallas on? Anyway, what are some of the other ones? I wanted to bring up one everybody, at least in America, knows about, and probably most of the people in the world, and get it over with, the Ku Klux Klan. That's a pretty secret society.
I mean, yeah, it is, but I didn't really consider that one when I was doing my research on this.
I mean, it meets all of the, just because it's hillbillies.
Okay, so from my perspective, when I think secret society, I think hidden agendas and...
Well, that's not so hidden, but what they're doing, like their next move or why they do anything.
Okay, so even better than that, I think smart when I think secret societies. And,
how do you
and,
know the Klan isn't smart?
Right, I don't, but I just do not associate high IQ with the Klan members, man. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Quick Google search for you here. Famous KKK members. And you're going to freak out on some of the people who are in... Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson was in the KKK?
Warren G. fucking Harding.
That's two presidents. They're almost the Skull and Bones right there.
Calvin Coolidge.
Okay, that's three. Shit.
Harry S. Truman.
No, Truman was not a KKK member.
That's
bullshit.
What the interwebs is
I'm
saying.
I'm calling bullshit on
that's
that.
That's what the internet's saying here.
No.
So, hold on. Yeah, I mean, Wikipedia is even saying it. So...
Yeah, well, I mean...
If you're
going to
say that the Klan isn't, you know, smart, I know you could write in Wikipedia. Anybody can go on there and hit edit. Not my point. There's several websites here saying that here's one that says five U.S. presidents were, you know, originally or more members of the Ku Klux Klan.
God, that's crazy, man.
I got Ku Klux Klan spelled wrong. And in fact, they're calling it, oh, no, they got it. Never mind. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you'll have that. That happens from time to time.
Yeah. So.
The Ku Klux Klan, that's right. I just heard that David Dukes was, you know, that's like the former Grand Master, was trying to run for senator. Grand Dragon. I'm not sure what state, but I know that I don't think he's going to win. But the thing about the Ku Klux Klan, man, is it's about hate. You know what I mean? And well, I'm not with it. And that's why I don't see smartness with it, because I don't see a lot of smartness in hate.
I agree with you.
I don't see intelligence in hate.
Here's something interesting
personally
about the Klan, though, that I was during my research. Everybody knows after watching Forrest Gump that it was founded by Nathaniel Bedford Forrest, right?
Yeah.
So here's a fun fact. He quit the Klan after a few years and disbanded it because it was becoming too violent, and that's not what he had started.
That's not what he started it for?
Right. Huh. Obviously, that did not put an end to the Klan nor
right.
his violence, but...
yeah. Gosh, that guy, he really kind of screwed up. He was trying to get a peaceful... I mean,
right.
what... I don't know.
I don't know what his problem was. He was anti-black for sure, at least. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what their whole thing was.
Right, and that's the thing. Why be anti-anything? I'm pro-human is what I am. And that's why I couldn't group this with the secrets. I just don't feel like they're smart enough to maintain a secret status. A status of a secret
society.
Well,
what about all those hangings down, like when they lynch people? You know, they come up with an idea. We're going to go out. We're going to find somebody. We're going to lynch them and hang them. You know, some black boy or whatever they call them.
Let me stop you right there. What sounds smarter to you? Hanging a guy from a tree or covertly killing him and making it look like a suicide from one of these regular secret societies?
I see. I think you're trying to equivocate. It doesn't matter what, like, if they're trying to run society or eliminate blacks from their neighborhood. As long as they're acting behind closed doors with an agenda, a group agenda.
That's fair enough. I guess I just never really considered them secret.
Well, they're not. As you know,
they're a
rich
club. They're a club, society, whatever you want to say. But
you tell me
know
what the Klan's next move is. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I'm not a member. I told you I don't buy into that crap.
I hear you. Well, let's move on from them. And
yeah,
something similar.
Let's
if you're giving the Klan shit, how about Hell's Angels and biker clubs? I'm getting all these goofy ones out of the way.
Now look, I could totally believe in the Hell's Angels biker motorcycle club being a secret society over the Klan.
What's the goddamn difference? Yeah.
I don't
exactly
know, man, but maybe it's perspective. I just see them different than I see that. Hell's Angels, I can see. Like, agenda, like you said, you know that the motorcycle club has an agenda.
What's the difference between them, and this is another one I was going to bring up, the mafia, organized crime?
Oh, they're totally a secret society.
Right?
The Mafia is totally a secret society.
Which is pretty much how you can lump Hell's Angels in there. You can lump in KKK.
No. You can't lump KKK in with the Mafia.
Are they not organized crime?
They're not organized at all.
How do you not figure they have a common...
Because they're not secretive enough, man.
See, that
people are going to jail all the time.
Stop. So you're saying they're not organized enough because they're not secretive?
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't associate KKK with a secret society.
Okay, I'm going to act on some advice we got from a listener, and I'm going to try to keep you grounded here because now you're just making up crazy shit.
No, I just can't get behind them being a secret society.
They're not on the level of your Bilderbergs, obviously.
Right.
But they're a secret society nonetheless, just because they have charters, you know what I mean? They have a national office that, you know, lays out who can be in.
They have different laws. Okay, I mean... I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying my mind don't go there. Well, I'm not saying you're wrong.
They're not the ones you think of, but this is right. Is this not the Secret Society episode?
This is the Secret Society episode.
Are we not true seekers?
I mean, I am.
Self-labeled? Hey, what are you saying about it? Anyway, we'll skip them.
Yeah. So, well, no, but the Hells Angels and the Mafia. The Mafia was a very good explanation.
La Cosa Nostra is there.
Yeah, La Cosa Nostra. That's a very good example of a secret society. I would totally go with that. If anybody's watched Sopranos... You know they got agendas.
Sopranos, anything about...
Any mafia movie. You know they got agendas.
Thousands of them. I
yeah.
mean,
and that's actually a pretty good example.
Godfather. The Godfathers are
the
real
Godfathers
good
were good. That's actually a pretty good example, honestly, the
right,
mafia.
Right,
I never thought about that. Let's move on to another one I like. How about the Freemasons?
Everybody knows the Freemasons thanks to Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Yeah, if you've seen National Treasure. So the Freemasons are they're from stonemasons is what they were. They're originally stonemasons, and it's just right. It's a club. There's two kinds. You gonna fun cut me in every time or what?
Sorry.
So there's two kinds of masons, and it's funny because I write terrible, so it looks like morons. So there's two kinds of morons here, masons. There's the regular, and so it's kind of the rules of being a regular Freemason is you have to believe in a deity. So they're not saying what deity you can be, any religion.
So you have to have some,
but
sort
you
of
have to have a believe in a higher power to be
that's
a free.
Weird. You cannot be an atheist. Then, huh?
No atheists allowed in a Freemasons.
I believe in a flying spaghetti monster.
No women in the Freemasons.
That's pretty sexist. Why do they think that?
And this is just
hold
in
on,
the regular pop.
I want to debate there on the women thing. Why do you think no women?
I couldn't tell
guess
you.
I guess it's because it's so old, and if you think about,
there probably wasn't good women's rights.
Back then, women were educated, so to speak, as much as men. So I guess if you're just blanket throwing it out there, you're going to think women are an uneducated lot.
Well, I mean, when this was started, yeah, I would think this. I think the Freemasons are in like their 5th or 6th century. So you got to think when they started, this was
fair. And they're an offshoot, supposedly, of the old Knights Templar, right? So who knows?
Yeah. But they're still a Knights Templar today, but they're not associated with
Freemasons, right?
No, the old Knights Templar, the ones that were like the protectors of Christianity.
Well, yeah, and you know what the Knights Templar originally did? People who were called pilgrims, you know what a pilgrim is. Anybody that's on a religious escapade.
Pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage, there you go.
Right.
They would basically protect anybody that was on their pilgrimage. That's all they did. They would be on the path, find people, make sure they were safe. They were like police of the pilgrimage.
Whoa, look here. We got a guy on our chat that says John Kerry is married into the Hines family. I did not know that.
That's very interesting. Makes sense, though.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Thanks, David, for bringing that up. That's all skull and bones right there. Yeah, that may or may not be true. I'm not going to look it up, but I'll believe you.
Yes, we're not going to waste any time there. Yep. Yeah. And our viewer just went down one. That was David's like, oh, not going to look it up? Fuck you.
Yes, screw you guys.
All right.
So the regular Freemasons, you got to believe in some sort of a deity. There's no women allowed. And this is the interesting one. No politics or religion are allowed to be discussed. Not a single... No, nothing. That's not something that you can discuss.
So you got
to
be religious, but don't talk about it.
Yeah, that's in the regular Freemasons. And now in the Continental Freemasons, they're like without restriction. Right. They're the liberal Freemasons. You know what I mean? They're more open.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, women are allowed and stuff like that. But so the Freemasons, they do just like you would if you're going to be a what do they call that when you go and get your like a labor card or whatever? So you know, apprentice, journeyman, master.
You're gonna. I don't know. That's just a member of it. I don't know what that's. It's,
you know, like I'm not in a union, but like if
it's
you're gonna go
like a union, but
it is. So, but to be a Mason, you start out as an apprentice, and then you go to a journeyman, and then you eventually become a master.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've never been in that journeyman or anything like that.
Well, there's got to be a word for it. Hey, YouTube.
Yeah.
Help us.
Help us out here. But so 33rd degree is the highest that you can get. So if you're a 33rd degree Mason, that's like. That's the highest you can go, is the 33rd degree Freemason. It's, you know, that's like the end.
The end all,
the top
all.
Level, yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, so Ben Franklin, he was initiated in 1730. He was the Grand Master of Pennsylvania.
Again, if you've seen, was it National Treasury?
National Treasury, yeah.
You know about all the cool shit Ben Franklin did, apparently.
Right, and yeah, inventor, founding father,
bifocals,
you know.
Bifocals with 13 colored lights and disappearing, reappearing ink. If you
While we're on it, George Washington, he was initiated in November 4, 1752. He was a master mason less than a year after initiation. So that means that kind of tells me it has nothing to do with skill.
Well,
because that's the thing.
There's not time for all these people to be trained masons.
Well, that's the thing. So a Freemason, you know, from the stonemasons, it thinks that these are people that are just working good with stone, that carve the big statues and the monolithic things outside of churches and stuff.
You gotta know how to make columns and...
Okay, well, but you don't have to. Because George Washington was a master mason less than a year after initiation. Do you think a year's enough time to be able to learn to carve gargoyles out of stone?
No,
I don't think so at all either. And it was said that he performed Masonic rites or rituals. I like the word rituals, but we decided to go with rites. Masonic rites at the groundbreaking for the Capitol. Oh, man. And everyone knows that was, you know, George Washington was the president. Very first one. Not
live,
really,
he
but
didn't
they
live in
first
the,
recognized.
Did he live in the White House? I thought the first president was Jefferson living in the White House, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just thought that was pretty... Mozart...
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart?
Mozart. He was also a son of a Freemason. His dad was a Freemason also, and he was initiated in 1784.
Is Mozart, I think he's the one they said had written his first symphony by the time he was 6 years old.
Yeah, he wrote over 600, something like that. Wasn't it 600 symphonies? No, 600 classical pieces of music, not symphonies.
Well, they weren't classical at the time. They were contemporary.
Yeah, I guess you got a good point there. Here's someone that I'd never heard of that Everett had, Simon Bolivar.
Yeah, he was a president, I believe, even of Mexico. Hold on, let me look it up.
And he was a 33rd degree Inspector General Honorary Mason. He was initiated.
He's Venezuelan, that's what it was. He had a leading role in establishments of Venezuela, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Panama as sovereign states. So this guy was a big Central American, Northern South American, you know, hero, more or less.
A hero? You're calling him a hero?
Well, yeah. What show was I watching recently where Bolivar's sword was involved with it? I don't know.
Yeah. You're shitting all over us here, pal.
Hey, why don't you shut up? Anyway.
let's go to another one. How about Mark Twain? There's a real American hero.
That guy was a scientist, a author. He was in all kinds of stuff.
He was initiated into the Freemasons May 22nd, 1861. But get this. He was suspended for not paying his dues.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He's like, I had to buy stuff to get my mustache.
They're like, look,
fixed.
Mark Twain, we really want you here in the Freemasons,
like, hey,
bud.
Sam Clemens.
But it's going to cost you.
We know you're not Mark Twain.
You ain't paid your dues in, you know, 8-10 months. Get the hell out.
We got people here paying their dues twice a month. Keep up with that.
The founder of Turkey was a Mason, and the only reason I'm calling him the founder of Turkey is because I can't pronounce his name.
Hold on.
And I would murder it if I tried.
I'm going to find this here.
The founder
of Mustafa, is that the guy? Mustafa Kemal Atatürk?
I think.
Atatürk.
So Everett can't pronounce his name either.
At least I tried.
FDR, honorary member, grandmaster.
Honorary member. That means they could pretty much say, hey, we're going to make you a Mason whether you wanted to be or not.
Honorary. I don't know the whole rules with the honorary thing.
Do you got to go through initiation if you're honorary? Like, if they want you to be in there and make you honorary... That pretty much means you didn't have to do, like, if you get an honorary.
Why don't we try to join? Let's find a Mason Lodge around here and see if they'll let us in.
There's one literally three doors from my house.
Three doors down from your house?
Yeah, like that building right on the corner by my house, that's a Masonic Lodge.
Get the fuck out of here.
Not even kidding.
I bet they got files in
there.
Dude,
if you go to there, look.
I bet they got files in there.
And it's kind of low-key.
This weekend.
We're going to go in there, break in, and get the
ski
files.
Ski mask. We're getting the files. We'll be back next Sunday, guys, with a lot of information.
We're not
serious.
We're not breaking into the
Masonic
Lodge.
Okay, yeah, we're not going to break in or anything.
But it's kind of cool. Like,
it'd be cool if we
did.
If
you look right above their front door, it's very low-key. It's probably 4 inches to 5 inches tall. It's the little square.
It's the square and the compass. And the compass, yeah. It's got the G in the middle of it?
I don't know. I haven't got that close to the building.
That G is like the giveaway. J. Edgar Hoover. Also a Freemason.
Former FBI guy, used to wear, dress up like a woman something like that.
Didn't he start the FBI or something? He was just a director.
He may have, I don't know.
He was initiated in 1920. He was a master mason by 25 years old, dude.
Is that your phone?
I think so, Jesus.
Hey, don't that thing have a mute?
That's what I'm doing.
We're doing a podcast here, sir.
What are we doing? Ringtone off. Yeah, okay, so he was a master mason by 25 years old, and he was made a 33rd degree in 1955.
I'd like to know what all these degrees are. It's got to be...
You can't know. I can't know. We can't know.
Come on, somebody's had to have like leaked out their handbook.
Jesse Jackson, 33rd degree. He's a Freemason, too.
I'm glad they didn't care about race.
No, not at all. That was good. Actually, what I was reading was that was kind of the reason why he was brought into it, because he was...
diversification.
No, gosh, that's not what I was getting at.
They were like, we need to get some black guys in here. That's horrible.
That's not it at all. He was a 33rd degree. Oh, here's a good one. John Elway, lifetime member. Freemason, 2002.
Denver Bronco.
Yes, sir. I got a pretty good list here, and these are just some other people. John Jacob Astor died on the Titanic.
He was the richest guy on the Titanic.
Yeah, which there's a conspiracy there, and I know it. We're going to have to talk about that later, but there's a conspiracy there.
Yeah, but I want to roll it up into more than just the Titanic conspiracy.
No, you'd love to roll it up, wouldn't you?
Well, look what happened last time we did Illuminati. It got us 36 minutes out of two episodes. So.
Andrew Jackson. Benedict Arnold was also a Freemason.
That surprises me not.
Nat King Cole, old Nat King Cole, Freemason.
Was Mary Old Soul?
Yes, sir. Scottie Pippen.
Number 33.
Part of the Dream Team. He was a Freemason. Kramer.
Michael Richards?
Yeah, wow. That crazy guy from Seinfeld. Kramer's a Freemason.
What's the deal with Kramer being a Mason?
All seven Ringling Brothers are Masons.
You know all their names?
Not at all.
You know one of their names?
No. No, not a single one. Ringling.
They knew Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah. Shaq. Shaq's a Freemason.
Shaquille Smith?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere? Cy Young?
The famous silversmith, right?
One if by day, two if by night.
Yeah, that guy. Mm-hmm. He was also a member of another group, the ones that did the Boston Tea Party. I got that here. Hold on. What was the name of that? Sons of Liberty.
Americans.
Did you hear about that?
Sons of Liberty. Yeah, we learned about that in eighth grade.
Yeah, that's another secret society the way I see it.
Yeah, I guess. Cy Young.
Cy Young, the pitcher.
Yes. They give the Cy Young Award now every year. John Wayne. Duke. The Duke was a Mason.
Marion Morrison is his real name. Did you know that?
His real name was Marion? No wonder he changed it.
Do you know who his grandkid was?
I bet if he
was?
Had the balls to call him Marion to his face, it'd probably be a
I'm
bad deal.
I'm pretty sure
deal.
It was his grandkid. You know who it was? I know they're related. I think it was his grandkid.
Mm-mm.
Tommy the Duke Morrison. Think about that.
Get out of here.
Duke. The Duke Morrison.
Really?
Marion Morrison. It was the Duke's real name, John Wayne. So, yeah.
Tommy Machine Gun?
Tommy Gun. Yeah,
hey, yo, Tommy Gun. You know, I just try to help you out, you know. I didn't know that you was going to do me like that, man.
Yeah, we got it.
Rocky Five was a great movie.
So
what do you think about the Freemasons, man? Freemasonry.
They're obviously one of the top three out there. You got your Illuminatis. You got your Freemasons.
I just don't... The thing that gets me is, like... I was associated with a skill. Like, I thought Freemasons were supposed to be good at carving stone, like masonry work, like Freemasons, you know? And then we talked about earlier, they go from the apprentice to the journeyman to the master. That's
right.
That's exactly like a work thing, you know what I mean? Like,
you remember, what was that book they had us read when we were kids?
The Outsiders.
No, Johnny Tremaine.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Tremaine, yeah.
So I think he even worked.
His thumb got melted smelting accident.
It was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Revolutionary War. I think he worked for like Paul Revere or one of those guys, and he did the whole journeyman thing, moving into apprentice. I remember having to learn about that.
Yeah. So, and that's what it is. Like, if you're doing a trade, whether it be electric welding, there's all kinds of different trades that you can take on.
They still do that same thing.
They still do that. Yeah, I mean, that's how you get into a union. You start off as an apprentice. After a few years, you move up to a journeyman, and I'm sure someone out there knows a lot more about this.
We sure are spending an inordinate amount of time on the whole journeyman thing.
I can't get, but that's because I really feel like they should have a skill. That you got a name, Freemasons, and it was based off of stonemasons. I think there should be some sort of skill involved.
They should at least be able to lay some brick.
Something. They should be able to do something, not just like be all secret.
Anyway.
All right, well, which one you want to hit next?
How about let's do it like this, the ones that you see around town. Oh. So the Loyal Order of the Moose, or the...
the Moose.
Well, the Moose Lodge, I mean, it's pretty much one. The Knights of Columbus.
I think my ex-father-in-law was a Moose
really?
Member. Yeah.
Ex-father-in-law, you get divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Not me.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah, I think he was a member of the Moose Lodge, though, too. You know, they wear those funny big hats with the...
Do they really?
They actually do that? Yeah, like that's the thing.
What was that, in the Flintstones? The Loyal Order of the Water Buffalo?
Of the Water Buffalo. That's what that's a parody of, is the
Loyal. You think the moose is a parody?
No, the Water Buffalo is a parody of the Moose Lodge thing. So, but that's they actually wear those big furry fucking big tall hats and stuff. So
that's just crazy.
I thought
You see those around town. There's also the Knights of Columbus. You see them everywhere. But they do a lot of charity work. I guess the moose does too. Did you know the moose, I believe, provides insurance, like medical insurance benefits for all of its members?
Uh-huh.
Which, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Can't fault them for that.
I can't say Shriners is a secret society, but...
Shriners are. They are known as the Ancient Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine.
Get out of here.
That's their actual name. I shit you not.
But hit me with that one more time.
The Ancient Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine. I know. I about shit myself when I read that. Like, wow.
They paid for Brittany's eye surgery when she was 8 years old.
Really? That's
or nice. Eight months old. I'm sorry.
Shriner Hospital or whatever.
Shriners. Yeah.
Yeah, they got the whole Shriner Hospital everybody knows about. You know about them in the
parades. And now they're kind of a good guy secret society because, you know, they really don't have any bad implications to them. You know, they help
know
people. They are secret. I mean, that could be part of the agenda. But
you ever been into the parade when they ride those little
it's great.
Go-karts?
That's my favorite part. When they're like, zoom, zoom, they almost hit each other. And they're the little three-wheeler trikes.
Every Halloween, I'm like, this is going to be the year where there's going to be just a catastrophic.
There's going to be an old man Shriner accident.
There's going to be a mushroom cloud. There's going to be old man parts everywhere. False teeth on the ground.
Oh,
never happens.
False
those guys
teeth.
Are quite skilled.
Now they wear some funny little hats too.
Fezzes, yeah.
Big red top hats with a
did you see
streamer?
And this probably goes into part two where we're talking more about the pop culture side of this, but remember Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade?
Yes.
Those guys that were like
I do.
They also wore fezzes?
I am prepared to die. The one guys, they had the little cross on their chest
and they wore the cross.
Yeah, what were they?
They were like protectors.
Keepers of the Cup of Christ.
Something like that.
Was what they were.
They had a name. I don't think it was that.
No, but that was what they did.
Yeah.
I remember that specifically.
So, let's see. A couple of the other ones I read about. Ancient Order of the Hypernians, which were an Irish Roman Catholic type of thing. I don't know. I don't know too much about them. If you're into it, that's one that come up on a lot of lists I saw. Forrester Society, did you ever hear of them?
No, never heard of those.
Yeah, me either.
What about Scientology?
That was one I thought of too. I was like,
dude, that's so a secret society.
That's almost as big, my opinion, as like, might as well be Freemasons or Illuminati for that.
Did you know they have the biggest infiltration of the United States government ever? Over 5,000 people infiltrated at every sect from the IRS to the Secret Service. The Scientology is nuts, man.
Dude, I've heard about like they've gone into buildings that were like abandoned by Scientology and they found like stocks, you know, where people put their head and arms through it. And just like all kinds of weird devices and stuff. Like they have their own punishment rituals. You got to stay at the compound for months if you've been found guilty or whatever.
Right. Yeah. No. And they totally like groom. So Tom Cruise is big into Scientology. Everyone knows that. But so what was his ex old lady? Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Right?
Yeah. So like she was like, whoa, dude, this is nuts. But they were trying to like groom
Leah
her.
Leah Remini too is another ex Scientologist. She was on King of Queens. She was the wife on King of Queens.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't know.
She speaks out big time about the Scientology these days.
Really.
Big time, yeah. Look into that.
I just had a guy message us on Facebook today, message Surreal Talk, and ask if what our thoughts on Scientology were, if we thought they were more of a money grab versus an actual legitimate religion.
Well, they started out by L. Ron Hubbard, which the guy was an author and science fiction writer. He had Dianetics, which is his big book. Do you remember the commercials for that when we were kids?
I do not, no.
So they remind me of the Lava commercial. Remember Lava soap commercials?
I do.
It was almost just like that. It was big and sweeping. There was big block letters and words. I don't remember what they were. I'm like 6 years old. And boom, Dianetics. But I hear there was stuff in there about trying to cure you if you're gay and all kinds of weird Scientology stuff.
Yeah, Scientology is very weird, man. It is very weird.
They have their own like city they're building out in the desert. They bought like a whole patch of like desert. Now they're building a city out there.
Really?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, dude. Well, like I said, that guy messaged me on Facebook today and he asked me my thoughts on it. And I sent him back a meme that I thought perfectly described how I feel about Scientology. It said, Charles Manson was once asked what he thought about Scientology, and he legitimately answered, no, 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 that's way too crazy for me. That's Charles Manson saying that something's too crazy for him.
Hey, man.
And he's talking about Scientology. So that ought to tell you everything you need to know about
Scientology them. People are crazy, man. You know where the Tates live?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, no, but think about it. Charlie Manson saying, no, you know, those guys are fucked up. I can't be a part of that.
Yeah, that's a glowing review there of him.
So. Right. I mean, there's just so much to it. Like, I've heard that they're so just weird with their members. Like, they will tap your phones and tap your house just to find out what you're talking about and find out if you're against them or you're really for them. Or,
well, apparently
you have to pay to know the end game of that.
Well, one of the things you do, you sign like an agreement, I believe, that gives them the complete right to look into your financials, to look into your, you know, all your private stuff.
You might even actually sign your stuff over to them.
I can't say that that's the truth, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
Are you just guessing on that?
Yeah, I've heard that somewhere, but I don't know how much factor is to that. So I'm not going to play it out like it's true. So, but
you might
I've heard it.
Okay, moving on. Who else? I got a whole list of these guys here. Knights of Pythias, I don't know nothing about.
No, sounds cool, though. Let's do the
Bilderberg.
The Bilderbergers, baby.
So what you know about Bilderberg? I mean, here's what I know from the outside. They're an elite group, maybe, what, 100 or so members? They meet
between 120 and 150.
Yeah, they meet in Europe, and they pretty much decide everything.
It's an annual private conference of the political elite, experts from industry, finance, and academia. And the thing about it is, and this is what gives people such as myself such a bad taste in their mouth about this bohemian group, because it's such a private conference. There's no media allowed, and it's all of the... I mean, it's the world leaders is what it is. I mean, and I got a list here of some of the famous Bilderbergers, that, you know, people that go to the Bilderberg conferences. Mm-hmm. And I actually told you something about, I have a theory, and I don't know if this is true or not, but in 2008, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both went to the Bilderberg meeting. And this was in the summer. This was when they were dead in their locked in their presidential race, when they were going against each other so hard. Okay. I had heard that it was said to Hillary Clinton at the Bilderberg meeting, like, look, you're not going to be president this year. Barack's going to be president. But in turn for you, basically, not, you know, you're not going to get it. We're going to give you Secretary of State and president in 2016. So I've heard that. And that's what a lot of this goes back. Everyone hears, you know, like, your presidents are picked way before ever. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying about this Bilderberg meeting, because these are all the political elite experts from industry, finance, and academia. Where they figure out where the money can be made at, where the cuts are, who's the best for the job. And I don't think our interests are on their minds when they're talking about it. Yeah, and when I say our, I mean like the punies, the peons of the world.
Here's something interesting. So apparently this year's Bilderberg took place in Dresden, Germany, the 9th through 12th of June.
Yes, it did.
I'm looking at the list of participants, supposed participants. You can go to bilderbergmeetings.org/participants.html, and they give a list of all the participants of the Bilderberg meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize any of these people.
Would you like me to give you some participants of past Bilderberg's meetings?
Of course. I mean, you already said a few, but...
Bill Clinton.
William, huh?
David Cameron.
David Cameron, who's that? Oh, he's a British guy, right?
Yes, yeah. Prime Minister. Bill Gates.
Why would you send Gatesy? Just because he's so rich?
Because he's an expert of industry, finance, or academia.
Really?
You know what I mean? Well, and he's got a lot of influence, and he does a lot in industry.
You don't have $80 billion and I have stroke.
Exactly. Prince Charles of Wales.
That son of a bitch killed Di. That's a whole other...
Gosh, I'm very, very mad about that. I've been looking a lot into the Diana death, a lot. And there's a lot of
some
jokes.
Some fishy there, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes to that. But that's a new one to me, and I've been looking into that one. So how about, I don't know who Jeff Bezos is. Somebody can tell me about Jeff Bezos. That'd be great.
Jeff.
That holds Charles Mint. Anyways.
Jeff Bezos is a entrepreneur, founder of Amazon.
Oh, really? So
he's got almost a $70 billion worth.
Okay, yeah, so... wait, he owes us some money because, you know, people have been clicking on our banner and ordering stuff off
Amazon.
We're
coming for you, Jeff.
Yeah, we are.
Meet you at Bilderberg 2017.
I don't think they're going to invite us.
No, we're going to be big by then.
Really?
I
promise me that. All right. So, Margaret Thatcher, Condoleezza Rice, John Edwards, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Oh, Henry Kissinger. That son of a bitch. Colin Powell. Rick Perry. George Stephanopoulos. I'm pretty sure I pronounced that wrong, too.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's just, it's a whole bunch. It's just, like I said before, it's political elites, experts from industry. If you've got your hands in finance, if you're a big banker, there are a lot of world elite bankers that go there. They're heads, CEOs of huge corporations.
I've always contended for conspiracies, you're looking for two things, money or power. And almost those things are synonymous with each other. But sometimes money leads to power, but I don't think it's the same thing. What do you think?
Because
once you got enough money, I mean, really, once you get up past a few billion dollars, what can't you get done? You know what I mean? At that point, you got to really have...
Right, if you have a few billion dollars, you...
What's the difference, in my opinion? Like, if you've got $3 billion or $80 billion, at that point, it's not money that's getting you further. It's gumption, it's drive, it's the want to be involved and the want to take the power.
Well, and that's the thing. It's the strive for power that are driving these people.
So it's money to start, probably, but it's power more than anything.
Okay, so I got a really good list here on Wiki of, like, different royalty that are invited to the Bilderberg meetings. We have King Philippe, Prince of Belgium.
Sure.
Or no, King of Belgium, obviously. And then, Prince Charles of Wales, which I already said. Prince Philip, Duke of Bourbon, already said. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, she goes. King Harold of Norway goes. King of Spain goes.
See, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, so okay, here's some different prime ministers that go. They're Lester Pearson, Prime Minister of Canada.
Dude,
goes.
I got a story about the King of Spain. I'll tell you between the, it's like too close to home to like really talk about right now because it's conspiracy like.
Really?
But I'll tell you between the episodes. It's pretty nuts.
Cool. I get information y'all don't get. What?
No, it's just people I know.
Don't tell them.
I won't.
Man. But yeah, man. I mean, so like, if you could just imagine, it's every year. It's a private conference where. And the speculation is because there's no media, they don't know what they're talking about. And so what they tell, their reasoning behind having no media in and no one's allowed to know what they're talking about is because they don't want to, they want to be able to speak freely about these ideas.
They don't want our motherfucking opinions.
Right, exactly. They want to be able to speak freely about these ideas without their words getting twisted around in the media. Right. That's their explanation.
Let me throw out a scenario. This totally is nothing they've probably talked about. So say they've got an idea that's like, okay, if we do something this one way, it's going to fucking flood half of the Congo and there's going to be 3,000 deaths. But if we do it this other way, we all make, you know, $50 million less and nobody dies. Or something like that.
Let me put the scenario to you a little bit better. Let's dam off the river so we can get to the diamond mine in there, but we don't care if we're going to flood half the Congo and kill 40 million people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as we're going to make $50 billion from that diamond mine.
Or get the favor.
Those are the types of decisions that we think that they're making there.
Right.
Don't care about the working class is the general consensus, and that they're making decisions. A new world order is basically what it is. They're wanting the one world government, and
word I hear a lot, the new world order. See, that's pretty much a blanket term, right? There's no it's group a, out there.
No, that okay. You're right, exactly right, blanket term.
So new world There's order no, just means any assholes who are seeking to use subterfuge or anything to gain a leg up, to have their agendas be the agendas that are pushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the
and
Bilderberg.
And it's not Hulk Hogan and his group of black and white wearing no. friends. Yeah, that was their
thing. Woo, Wolfpack. No, yeah, it's not that NWO. It's the New World Order.
Okay.
Not from wrestling.
All right.
But so, have you got a good grasp, at least a kind of a good grasp on what the Bilderberger group is?
Yeah, I think so. A bunch of rich assholes trying to. Okay.
Rich and powerful assholes. Yeah. And you know
of
what?
All the real secret
we can't say that they're being assholes. We don't know. I really want to think they are and hope that they are being assholes because that's what rich and powerful people do.
Sure.
But yeah, so they're making the decisions then, and they're not talking to anybody about it except for the, you know, these 120, 150 other rich people.
Mm-hmm.
So which ones you got? We got another one?
I got Ordo Templi Orientis, the Order of the Temple of the East.
Why you got weird ones? You got a bunch of weird ones.
This is my research. It takes me to weird places.
Okay.
It's apparently an international fraternal and religious organization. It's founded at the beginning of the 20th century. And apparently, like, one of the famous members was Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, Mr. Crowley. I did see something. I did see something about that today. What was that one called?
It is the Ordo Templi Orientis. I guess that's Latin. Stands for Order of the Temple of the East. It's top of your second page of your notes.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
So.
These are the ones, didn't they get most of their stuff from, they're like a derivative of like the Masons. Like some of their rituals and the way they operate are Masonic in right.
That makes sense.
Right.
Sure, makes sense. Well, another thing they were called was the Order of the Oriental Templars. So that makes sense. Orders of the Temple of the East, Order of the Oriental Templars. I guess they're Asian version of the Knights Templar.
Right.
So well, that's pretty neat.
So what do we got left? We definitely
there's
still
two
have
more I want to go.
Two more.
The big one, which is Illuminati, which we haven't gone into yet, and one is the biggest hoax is the Priority of Sion. Have you heard about that one?
I have heard of that, but there's two more that you're missing that we still have to hit on other than the Illuminati and the Pirates. I have the Rosicrucians and the Bohemian Grove.
The Georgia Guidestone episode.
The Rosicrucians.
That was basically pulled off by them.
Yeah, the R.C. Christensen or Christian. I don't honestly remember how it went. It was Christian or Christensen.
And when we did that episode, we got a message from a listener who we were wondering what R.C. stood for, since that was a pseudonym. It wasn't his real name. He said it probably stood for Rosa Crucians.
That's what I said. That was they had a lot to do with that. We thought.
Yeah, pretty nuts.
We made our own decisions and came to our own conclusions on that one.
Yeah. So hit me with some hit me with the Illuminati, man.
No, that's the last one, bud.
Well,
I'm giving you Bohemian Grove first.
Oh, okay, Bohemian Grove. I was wondering about those guys.
So I don't know if you listen to this show. I know you're familiar with Alex Jones, but in 2000,
I don't like that guy.
I don't really either, but
I watched a video with him the other day. He was a fucking asshole.
Here's my opinion on Alex Jones, and I'm gonna give it to you guys. Look, we run a conspiracy show here, but I consider him no different than Fox News. He uses fear and intimidation on the other side of the spectrum.
That's my point. He gets up, he yells real loud.
Exactly.
These are our issues, and if you don't do it, you're an asshole.
I cannot get behind Alex Jones. I'm sorry.
It's like those people who are real big in the, you know, I know we're big in the conspiracy talk, but the ones who think you're a fucking moron and will tell you if you don't believe
in this, then you're just, yeah. So just, and that's the way he is, too. He's a fear-monger, man. That's what he does. And that's like I said, he's just like Fox News, except he's on the other side of the barrel. That's it. They have their agendas, he has his, and they do it the exact same way. They use fear, and they yell, and they try to just get
you to... And I'll tell you what, he's getting kind of rich off the whole thing, too, so...
Kinda.
Exactly.
Kinda.
I would love to.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah.
I'll start acting like
but,
that.
But okay. So the Bohemian Grove. Alex Jones broke this story in 2000. Before this, it was.
We'll give him some credit there.
Yeah. Before he broke this story, he snuck in there in 2000 with a video camera and recorded the huge ritual of the burning owl, the naked people dancing around, sacrifices, which is the type of, this is the shit that they do there. Mock sacrifices. They dance like naked around redwood trees.
We've talked before on the show, Pagan. From Dragnet?
Yeah, that's kind of what these guys remind
me of.
We'll
talk about that in part two because I got a list of...
So the Bohemian Grove is a 2,700 square acre campground in Monte Rio, California. And it's where all of the... It's much like the Bilderberg meeting, except these guys just go there and blow off steam, I guess.
Redneck Bilderberg.
WNHW, they're members. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't mean by like membership. I mean by activity.
Right, so that's where
Bilderbergs go to have their their barbecue.
There you go. It's a Bilderberger barbecue. That's what Bohemian Grove is. But they have like big fires and they're in a redwood forest and they dance naked around these trees. They do mock sacrifices, blood rituals.
Who hasn't did that? Throw a stone. You know what I'm saying? Who hasn't danced naked around redwoods? Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
I don't think I've ever seen a redwood.
Oh man, I was out there in like Mariposa, California, where they got all those giant redwoods.
I've seen pictures, and those are fanatic.
If you haven't stood near one, you cannot get an idea of just how it makes a regular
massive
tree.
They are.
Well, it's like it makes a regular tree look like. Well, what is this? This is a tree.
This is a mug.
Where are the Ewoks?
This is a knife.
Where are the Wookiees at? Are we at Kashyyyk?
They're that big, huh?
Dude.
I read a thing the other day that said before trees, the Earth was inhabited by humongous tree-sized mushrooms. I don't know if it's true or not, but
well, you know, the largest living organism on the planet.
We've
is
talked
mushroom.
About this, yeah. With the
it's like
resistance,
2,000 kilometers or square kilometers.
They introduced antibiotics or a bacteria to this end of it, and by the time as fast as they could drive to the other end of it, it was resistant to that.
Interesting.
That fungus was resistant to.
See,
the...
I'd like to have them check before, like have somebody there, and then you know, see how long it takes, like cut off a sample
until it's resistant.
That's what they should have done. Took a sample from the other end and then gave kept it. Separated.
Why don't you explain that a little bit better? Because we know what we're talking about, but okay. I don't think we hashed that out quite well enough for them.
Okay, so somewhere in the world, I don't remember where, there's a giant, almost 2,000 kilometer size mushroom patch, more or less, where it's interconnected
fungus
underground
spore.
by its roots. It's mealy or mycelia. Well, there's a word for the whatever its roots called. It's some sort of any which way. So some scientists apparently did a test where they introduced a bacterial strain or contaminant to one end of this giant, you know, patch of mushrooms or, you know, fungi, if you will.
Yeah.
And by the time they could drive it to the other side of this patch.
Which is 2,000 kilometers away.
No, not 2,000 kilometers away. 2,000 square kilometers is the size of the patch. It doesn't mean it's a 2,000 kilometer
straight
shot.
Oh, so you got to explain that a little bit better because that's what I was thinking.
2,000 kilometer square. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
right,
you know, 400 by 500 miles. I don't know. That's even way too big, too. My point is this. By the time they got to the other side, it's 40 miles away.
Right.
The immunity that they had to learn to get rid of the bacteria on the one end had already made it across.
So it already had an immunity to the bacteria that they'd introduced on one side.
And so what I'm saying, what they should have done is taken on the other side a sample, a large sample of it, and whenever they introduced it to the other end to see that the bacterial, you know, that it had its resistance to it, if the sample they took also had it. You get what I'm saying?
So, I do.
So just to make sure they had a control to make sure that...
Yeah, there was no control.
So that's my problem with it.
But, yeah, so the Bohemian Grove, man, that's really kind of crazy. That's a bunch of dudes in the middle of the forest performing weird rituals, doing crazy stuff.
Jamie's got a good point here. He's saying that that mushroom is more or less the flood from Halo.
Right.
He's not wrong. Yeah, thanks, Jay.
True story.
Hey, Armand.
Oh, man.
Scared the shit out of me.
How you doing?
one of our guys from lineup came in the studio and tapped me on the shoulder, scared the shit out of me.
So we got the big one left.
Yes, the Illuminati.
Illuminati confirmed. Illuminati confirmed.
Is that a meme?
Yeah. No, it's just like a thing. So
what is
that? Do you know about the Illuminati, man?
As much as they want us to know, apparently.
Highly satanic.
Really? They're satanic?
Luciferian, even. It's a secret society, and they're supposed to be bent on world domination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're, you know, they, well, these are my old show notes, and
this
gosh, I had it wrong in this. I'm not even going to read that.
No, read it. Fuck it. Make fun of ourselves. I mean, that's what we're
okay,
gonna.
Also, connected to the New World Order, Skull and Bone
connected
Society, Federal
world
Reserve,
order.
And
yes.
The Freemasons. Shut up. Only the world's most rich and powerful allowed membership. Now, that's still true.
Do you remember that episode with some of the stuff we were saying that people were really bitching us about?
Yeah.
You know, some of the people in the Illuminati or Kanye West.
I still got all of those lists. But like the people that were supposedly killed by the Illuminati, like Michael Jackson, John Lennon, JFK, Martin Luther King
Jr., I can
Jr.,
believe that.
Jim Morrison, John Kennedy
but
Jr.
But I can see why the people who listened
Bobby
to that
Kennedy.
Episode were like, you know, what the
oh,
hell?
Oh, yeah. What was their first one?
Yeah. So.
But, you know, so... What was that? Where was that here?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, they're ritual sacrifices, bent on world domination, very nasty people with connections all over the world. They got their hands in every major pie on earth, financial, political wars, wealth distribution, stock markets, terrorism, banking, toppling governments. Gosh, that just sounds like the United States government. I mean, is the United States government the Illuminati?
Check.
Is that the Illuminati? Ooh.
Topples other governments.
Gosh, that's
weird. Check.
Okay, so the Illuminati actually means the holders of light or the enlightened ones is what that means. So,
sure, sure.
And that's kind of weird because they're satanic, you know, goes with lights. But it was founded as an actual society May 1st, 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, and he was born in 1748. It's a Bavarian thing, so it's German. He was into spreading logic and reason through education and politics to overwhelmingly exert force over the public was the end game there. So, yeah, they had a bunch of different things. So they wanted to abolish national governments. They wanted to abolish inheritance. They wanted to abolish private property. They wanted to abolish individual home, family, and life as the cell from which all civilization has stemmed. They wanted to abolish patriotism, all religions, so Luciferian ideology would be imposed and
so
on
they
want all of mankind.
One world government, one world society, culture.
Yeah, I mean, that's what...
Maybe they're preparing us for alien interaction. You know what I mean? When we got to be a one world...
Full disclosure? I would love that.
No, that's not what I mean. Maybe they know that we've only got a set amount of time before aliens come. So they got to make sure that the government or the world in itself is one united front against the aliens. You know, that's so deep. Or not deep, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. The thing that I didn't get about the Illuminati, or that I did get, but that is so weird, and a lot of people are so deep into this part of it, is the symbols. The symbols with the Illuminati is where it gets crazy. You know what I mean?
Go on with it.
Well, that guy said he eats people.
I saw that.
Wow. That was kind of scary. Anyway, so yeah, but so like, you know, everyone knows the...
For those of you who can't see what he's saying on our podcast, because he's doing it for our YouTube audience.
It's fucking terrible, ain't I?
He's making a triangle.
I'm making a triangle and putting my eye in there. So that's like the all-seeing eye, you know, the inverted pentagram, the pyramid.
I'm trying it.
The skull and crossbones.
Is it working?
No, you're terrible.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. Hmm. But yeah, there's so many symbols, and they're so it's so alive in pop culture today that, I mean, a lot of people look at like most of the new pop videos, you know, be Britney right. Spears or Kanye West or whoever.
Here we go again.
These people, and they have like they actually break their music videos down and look and try to be like, oh, look, that's satanic right there.
I'm gonna throw this out. I don't think that it's Kanye has anything to do with that.
What do you mean?
You think Kanye's like, hey, it's my new video. I got to put some symbolology.
No, I think nothing that guy does is planned at all. I think he's got not a brain one in his head, so I'm giving him zero credit for anything.
Right, so it's the production companies or the record companies.
No, but yes.
Or some one person who, you know.
What I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to convey is that throughout all these music videos in pop today is that a lot of people are breaking them down. There's videos all over YouTube breaking these individual videos down, showing, and they'll circle like, oh, look at her hand right there. It's in a certain way, and that's like an Illuminati symbol. So there's so many
that's
symbols.
That sounds like a stretch to me.
No, man, but it's like you can see this same symbol in Britney's hand, in Britney Spears' hand, and you can go over to this video, and it'll be the same thing in Katy Perry's hand.
Let me ask you this. What the fuck message are they spreading by putting their symbol in a Katy Perry and Britney video?
I'm not in the Illuminati. I have no idea.
You're not going to.
I'm just saying.
Guess
yeah. I'm not gonna guess at that. But I'm just saying that's part of it. That's part of it. Is the symbols are so big in us that people just look at shit and I guess see it if they want to. Well, I don't really know.
That's the way with a lot of people. You get too into a topic and
Google Images was really helpful with this, is what I'm saying. If you're really into the Illuminati and the symbols, go to Google Images and maybe just type Illuminati symbols and comparisons, and it'll come up. There's so many different avenues to go with that.
Indeed. Yeah. I ain't got too much more on the first part of this here. What do you got?
I was just looking at, the Illuminati is being a secret society. You know they got plans and agendas. And I was just going to just touch on a few of the things that I had wrote down from last time. Money, power, control, which we've already talked about. Global depopulation, the New World Order, a police state, you know, race wars, world wars, global enslavement, one world government, one world currency.
You're just throwing out keywords here.
Yeah. I mean, that's all stuff, you know. Oh, here you go.
Hold on, we got a comment on YouTube. Says this is the guy that eats people. It's symbology. There's a law in there. He likes to put out there. Says check out the Missy Elliott music video named WTF.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. See, that's exactly the type of stuff I'm talking about.
It's full of bizarre ass Illuminati shiz. Thank you, Bushy Bonten.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm getting at right there. Is that like there's so many pop videos, Katy Perry, Britney Spears. What did this guy say? Missy Elliott.
Misdemeanor.
Yeah, and so many people break these videos down and just are like, look at this, and you'll even see like, you know, the goat heads with the horns, or there's some videos where the girls have blood all over them, and it's just people break those down and they see the Illuminati being in there. There's even a card game by Steve Jackson in the 1990s called Illuminati NWO. Weird. Had four cards predicting 9/11 and population reduction. Did you know that? And this was made in 1990.
No clue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can get good info and pictures on that on cuttingedge.org and rationalewiki.org.
Good to know.
So those are all there.
All right, I had enough of this first half. You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I got more.
Oh, come on, you're killing me.
Yeah, they're said to have affiliation with the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds.
Oh, the Rothschilds. We didn't talk about them too much.
Yeah, you know who we didn't talk about either was Ted Turner. I know that fucker's got to be in some sort of secret society.
Billionaire Ted?
Ted Turner. He's got to. Oh, did you hear about Monsanto and Bayer?
Bayer who?
Bayer Aspirin, Bayer.
Oh, Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R.
And Monsanto, $66 billion takeover. They're one now.
Wow.
Yeah. So the English world.
I don't get why that's a big deal to you.
It is a big deal to me. Because Monsanto's the devil, man.
Why? Because they do GMOs? Like
GMOs? Yeah, man.
What problem do you have with GMOs?
I don't have much problem with GMOs as I have with their Roundup. Okay? Their Roundup is cancer causing, and they say it's safe to drink.
Okay,
but you put a cup of Roundup in front of one of their CEOs right after he tells you it's safe to drink, say, I have some right here. Why don't you try? I'm not thirsty.
I'm not killing it. I'm not drinking any poison.
Right. But they say it's safe. It causes cancer.
Though. You're like, they're the devil. They have GMOs. And you're like, well, I'm not mad about the GMOs. I'm mad about their poison. Their poison kills things.
Well, the GMOs, I'm not with that
either. That's what you sound
like. Okay, so here, answer me this about you. Why we're on GMOs, why would every country in the natural world ban GMOs except for America? And when what we ban is labeling GMOs, we're not allowed to know what foods are GMOs at all. Every country in the world has banned genetically modified organisms.
Not banned.
Not...
not completely banned. I know China for a while did, but they're allowing it in. There was a real big court case. A lot of the farmers around here were suing like Monsanto and the other
businesses. Exactly.
Because they bought all the seed of these GMOs, and then they couldn't sell their food to China.
No, no, no. Are you ready for this? This is how much pricks Monsanto are. If you're a farmer and you have Monsanto GMO seeds and the wind blows your seeds over onto another guy's crops, they will sue that guy and cut his whole crop down because he didn't pay for those seeds.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, man, this is the...
Yeah, they own your crop, apparently, and not...
It's terrible, dude. Yes. Yeah. They own your crop. I really think there's so much more, like 7, 8, 10 hours worth of Illuminati stuff that we really could do, but
That's not our show.
No, it's not. It's really not our show. This video is an Agenda 21 type deal ending all the worlds on focus. Music video, 30 seconds to Mars. War Illuminati triangle near the end for 2 frames. See?
30 seconds to Mars.
That's what I was saying, man. There's a lot of that out there. There's a lot of that out there.
All right. I'm calling it.
Man, I'm just not happy. I really feel like we didn't do enough justice on the Illuminati, the biggest one. I mean,
what are we going to say about Illuminati that has been hashed out 100,000 other places? You know what I mean? If you want to know more about the Illuminati, Google.
Become a member.
Become a member. And if that does happen, get a hold of us.
Man,
we would love to have you on.
Hey, man, before we end this, I'm on a conspiracy page on Facebook. And, you know, I always read all the comments on some of the stuff.
I'm on several of them.
And there's a guy that comes into every comment section of like 3 different pages that I'm on. And he's like, would you like to become a member of the Illuminati? Here's how you join. This is all you have to do. And it's like, what the hell? He's on there on every one of them. It's like a paragraph this long of shit at the bottom.
Actually, while we're on the topic of us, Facebook group. So I want to throw out a couple of them that I've been posting our stuff to. And
oh, yeah. Show them some love.
So in no particular order, the Conspiracy News Network, Conspiracy Theories and More, Truth Question Mark, Conspiracy Revealed, The Conspiracy Talk, Baltazar's Conspiracy Theories of the New World Order is a good one. He always lets our stuff go through. Cryptozoology, Aliens, Conspiracy Theories, and the Paranormal.
Paranormal
the
Radio.
Wormhole.
Higher Side.
Yep. Paranormal Radio is a good one. World Facts and Conspiracy Theories. Wake Up America. Cognitive Journeys is a good one. I love that group. Aliens, UFOs, Paranormal, Government Conspiracies, and Breaking News. Conspiracy Realists Exposing the Agenda. That's just some general all-purpose conspiracy shit. So look around. You know, search that on Facebook. You can find their groups. There's real good stuff they post all the time. Real good membership. You know, hundreds of thousands of people in these groups, like-minded individuals, and if you're looking for more research, those are the people that can point you along in the right place.
Our cousin Thomas from Maroon just asked if we were going to talk about Bohemian Grove.
Well, we already did, Tom. Thank
yep,
you.
Yep. He did that on our status on Facebook.
Gotcha.
Check it out, Thomas.
All right, guys, that's it for the first round.
We appreciate you guys. If you have anything to say to us, please email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com.
Find us on Facebook.
As always, find us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Give us a review. We like reviews.
Yeah, iTunes, any place you can do. iTunes is a good place to get us. Review us on Facebook. That seems to be where we're getting most of our reviews.
Yeah.
So let's focus it there, people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you got a Facebook account, I mean, if you don't, we don't blame you. Government monitors that sort of shit, so we get it. You can go and subscribe on YouTube, and we'll be happy with that. So,
indeed.
But yeah, as always, like, subscribe, share, comment, do the whole thing for us. Tell your friends. Tell your parents.
Watch it over dinner with your family.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't watch the show with the kids.
Yeah, that's fine.
But as always, that's it for us.
YouTube people will be back in less than half an hour.
Yeah, YouTube people.
If you're listening on podcast.
We will return.
The next episode will be out tomorrow or the next day. We'll catch you then.
Yep.
All right.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.